Joining us in the JPR studios, the Barr Brothers, opening for Brandi Carlile tonight out at Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Information at britfest.org. It's Andrew and Brad Barr, Sarah Paget and Andres Vial. Guys, thanks so much for being here at JPR. For folks that aren't familiar with Barr Brothers or their unusual instrumentation, which we'll talk about in a bit, we will have pictures up from today's session on our Facebook page a little bit later on. This is probably close to the most gear we've ever had in our little performance studio. It's kind of been interesting to set it up. How did this group get started? How did the four of you meet and start making music together?
Well, Sarah and Andy are from Montreal, and Andrew and I moved up to Montreal about 7 years ago. For me, it was a break from the slip and a break from the sort of more loud rock music, and I started writing some folk songs. And Sarah was my neighbor in my first house, and I used to hear her playing harp, and we became friends and started working out some of these little songs that I was writing together. Meanwhile, Andrew and I had built a little studio, not much bigger than this studio right here, and started tracking some of these songs, and the three of us, you know, we're kind of creating this music that seemed like a really refreshing new idea, a new take on folk music, I guess. We met Andy. Andy has been sort of a known character around town as a guy with a lot of pump organs. Call him the town pumper.
Yeah, and let's talk about this. You've got acoustic guitar, scaled down drum kit, pump organ, which you don't see all that often, and a full-size concert harp. It's a slightly unusual combination. What is it that drew you to those individual sounds in putting together the songs that you were writing?
I would chalk it up to some kind of fate, because I had never imagined playing music with a harp, with guitar and harp. But as it turned out, Sarah was living right next door to me, and I to her, and that just sort of, it was like, well, let's try this. Never heard anything like this before. Let's see what we can make of it. And pump organ, it's just such a pleasing sound, such a wonderful instrument that we've always kind of imagined that instrument being the foundation for, you know, to sing and write on. It really gives it a great creaky old sound that has so many harmonics that jump out. And Andy knows what he's doing on that thing.
The Barr Brothers are my guests live in studio on Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is also called The Barr Brothers. Mm. Can we hear how that sound turned out?
Yeah, let's.
Outskirts of this town, been terrorized by what I found. I saw a standing virgin bride, a world only Dionysus has died. She tore the heart out of his side and laid it there, and there she cried. Oh, said, hello, I'm a monster too. And what poisons me is what poisons you. Into these animals we grew. But when we were young, our eyes were blue. I take my medicine on my knee, twice a day, but lately three. It keeps the devil from my door, and it makes me rich and it makes me poor. I'm a beggar in the morning, I'm a king at night. My belt is loose and my trigger is tight. It may come without a warning, at the speed of light, to make it shine so pretty, make it shine so bright.
It's Andrew Barr, Brad Barr, Sarah Page, and Andres Vial. The new album is also called The Barr Brothers. And if I understand, this album took something like 3.5 years to gestate and come to fruition. Is that true?
Yeah, kind of. We weren't really setting out to make a record. We were, Andrew and I, as I mentioned, we had this little studio that we had just sort of thrown together, for fact that we needed some place to play music, and Andrew needed a place to play his drums. So we found this little kind of boiler room, turned it into a studio, and we're kind of teaching ourselves how to record, how to use preamps and compressors and microphones, and not exactly having the knowledge that we were recording what would be an album. So we were just sort of taking our time and having fun.
Brad, I've heard you talk about making use of limitations. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess I think it's a great thing to be presented with what seems to be a limitation. It gives you the opportunity to transcend that. And that's, to me, when the most beautiful stuff comes out artistically and just in life and humanity. And so I, I guess you could say that that's been a bit of a motto for us in operating that way. It's like it's not the easiest setup to tour around with,
as the pictures will show. Yeah,
but we figure out how to do it, and as same went for making the record. You know, we knew that we didn't know what we were doing, but using the bit of knowledge we had and the small space that we had and the instruments we had, it felt more rewarding when it came out on the other side, and it was actually something we were really proud of, as opposed to going into, you know, a studio that we had to spend, you know, tons of money on and would have had the, you know, the sky's the limit and do anything and then come out not sure if you made the most of everything. We at least knew that we made the most of what we had.
Cool. We've had a number of Canadian musicians in here this year, and inside all of their albums is this little notice that some of the support for the album came from the Government of Canada through the Department of Canadian Heritage, which is this really cool grant program. Mm-hmm. Except that Andrew, Brad, you guys are from Rhode Island,
right?
So how, so how do you qualify for this Canadian grant funding?
They're not very picky. Well, three quarters of the band is actually technically Canadian. I'm the only non Canadian resident, but there's
not
a
qualified.
Yeah, but there's a clause in there that says that as long as more than half the band is Canadian, You're eligible. It's been really helpful. It's kind of a dream to be able to pull off some of the things that we're able to pull off, because they help you out a bit.
As a group, you guys have so many of these lush soundscapes, and some of them open tunes like Beggar in the Morning that you just played, that has some techniques that I want to specifically ask you about, the one that you just did, Brad. But you've got some blues songs on the album, some indie folk stuff, some African influences, some Malian sort of beats behind it. It's not pigeonholed into anything specifically. Where do all of these influences and sounds come from for you guys?
Well, we've all got really varied backgrounds. You know, Sarah came up playing in the symphony with the harp, and Mahler and Mozart. Andy is, you know, amazing jazz pianist. Andrew and I have been, you know, just sort of naturally eclectic for all our lives, listening to, trying to learn, you know, everything from ragas to Malian polyrhythms to jazz and rock. But there's something about this instrumentation that gives us an angle to shoot for, really. Since it doesn't seem like the book has really been written on how to play, you know, electric music on stage, electric folk music on stage with the harp. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of room to try things out. And as Sarah has pointed out, it's kind of a ridiculous concept to put a harp on a Delta blues song. But if you carry it back a few generations, the kora, the African harp, played a big role in a lot of the music that would become the blues when it got over to America. So kind of going back a few hundred years has kind of given us a back door into the blues and a way of playing and a way of discovering sound. That's just one example. And, you know, we kind of hope that the audience is along for the ride when he jumps from you know, hard-hitting blues to a around-the-mic sort of gospel-style song. It all comes from, you know, our own desire to, you know, persuade an audience to dream these sounds with us.
The Barr Brothers are my guests live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News service of Jefferson Public Radio. The new album, also called The Barr Brothers, they are on stage tonight at Brit Festivals in Jacksonville, along with Brandi Carlile and the Twins. Let's hear another tune.
This one's called Ubel.
By the glaze in your eye, by your shape, by your size, by the pen in your heart, by the art in your room, by your bicycle, by the hole in your shoe, by New York, by the blue, by the song in your throat, by the sting in your nose, by your watermark. Ooh, Belle. It's not like I couldn't tell the shape of your sadness can't hide behind your little shell. You can pull on the chain, you can knock on the door, you can sing in the rain, you can roll on the floor, you can separate. You can run in the halls, you can paint on the walls, you can bow to the sun, you can spit in the eye of everyone. Oh, babe, I hope sometimes I'm overwhelmed. The trickier we came to salvation, the further we fell. Sunset only brings the colors out. They were always there. Masters make their systems so defame in the hands of other men. Oh, oh, la 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 la. It's a feel and a choice that I come to you. It's the chain of events, it's the cane and the winds, it's the least that I have, it's the most I can give. Oh, Belle child, I hope that you're doing well. The trick of the devil is to make you think that you're living. The trick of the devil is to make you think you're living in hell.
It's the Barr Brothers live in the studio on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I mentioned one of the techniques that you were using a little earlier, and I'm assuming you will do a similar thing tonight on stage, but other than maybe the first 15, 20 rows of people that are there tonight, everyone else is going to think you're just waving your hand in front of your guitar. Tell me what it is you have kind of discovered to do.
Well, for those out there that can't see us, which is everybody who's not in this room right now, this sound here...
Hold on.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
It's a little piece of string. Little piece of string tied to my guitar string. And it's a very thin. It's polyester sewing thread. So if you can't see it from close up, it does look like I'm just sort of gesturing pretentiously in the air. It's a trick I learned from the violinist from the group Tarif de Haydukes, and he had just tied a horsehair from his bow onto his violin string and played it that way. There's quite a bit of YouTube footage of him doing that, and I guess at this point I've been doing it for a few years. There's probably quite a bit of YouTube footage of me doing it as well, but not as well as he does it. His fingers are so old and cracked and dry that it just has this really particular sound to it. Kind of, I'll get there. Yeah, I'm working on it.
And you guys also do unusual things with xylophones. I've watched it, you play them with like a cello bow, something like that, where you're actually bowing the individual bars of a xylophone.
Yeah, that's a great sound. We don't have that with us right now, but yeah, we there's a lot of great musicians in Montreal that inspire each other, and that actually we got a friend named Bruce Bowman who Bruce Caudron, yeah. But he's a bowman, that's why I call him Bruce the Bowman.
Nice.
Yeah, he plays with a group called Godspeed You Black Emperor, and he was the first one that kind of got us into that, bowing different marimbas and xylophones and creating these really eerie whale sounds.
And when you guys pulled up and you opened the back of the van, a bicycle wheel fell out.
Yes, yeah, that bicycle wheel is become quite a part of our show. That's a really cool. It's like having, you know, 18 different tuned spokes on stage.
It's exactly like having...
It's just like it. Well, we used to just have an old ratty bike wheel, and then we played at Lance Armstrong's bike shop in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
So we got a bike wheel that's super pumped up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Brad, I read somewhere where you were talking about how you were all very interested in studying up on both great players and composers and improvisers.
Mm-hmm.
Are all of you sort of students of music? And I know Sarah comes from a classical, at least a classically trained background, and you've got African stuff going on. So are you all kind of studying different kinds of musicians and bringing back that knowledge collectively to the group?
That's about as well said as I think any of us would say it. I mean, when you commit to a life of music, it's a very humbling experience, ultimately, because there are so many masters out there. And right when you may go through a period where you think you know a lot and you think you have, you know, maybe the answer to something, but you know, the minute you open your ears, you realize that you're always a beginner. You're always at the bottom of a big mountain. Maybe you start making it up the hill a little bit, but there's just so much to learn. You could just never get bored with it. And I believe that we all, you know, go out there and strive to find little treasures and discoveries that we can bring back to the group. At least that's how we operate.
Now, in terms of the new, quote-unquote, new record, I mean, we got the Barr Brothers album September of last year, and from what I understand, you've already got a complete new batch of songs?
Indeed, yep. There's, just this record, actually, we finished it and completed it in March of 2010 and printed up a bunch of versions ourselves and did a little tour. In fact, we came through Ashland on that tour. We were opening for the Low Anthem.
Oh, yeah.
So this is over 2 years ago, we played the place down the road. It's now kind of, it looks like a sports bar or something, but
it was a wine bar back there.
The record's been done for a couple years, so inevitably there's a lot of new songs that we have, and we're just kind of looking for waiting to get off the road so we can go back into the studio and record them before they all become old songs.
And is it true that I read that somewhere around 70% of all of your U.S. album sales come from rural communities?
We have read that.
Yeah, that is true.
Huh.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because they don't know how to steal music as well as the people in the cities.
It's the Barr Brothers live in the studio here at Jefferson Public Radio in concert tonight, along with Brandi Carlile at Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Information on that show at britfest.org. All right, you guys have moved around a ton of stuff, but let's wrap up with one more song.
Cool.
And I just want to say we love Ashland. We love this area. We had an uncle who lived here for 30 years, so it's close to our hearts. We're really happy to be playing the Brit Fest tonight.
Thank you.
Well, it's probably now that I need you the most, when I'm one half child and the other ghost, and one of them wants to pull you close and the other lets you go. The time's criminal up, hard won, and love defies everyone. Inside my skin, the skeleton is warming up his act. My body's my dog and my friend isn't back, though he looks severe and erudite. At 100 degrees Fahrenheit, he's as cool as an ermine. If one of these is the poison cup, then my acceptance seems abrupt. But if you're gonna line him up, I have to knock him down. Well, there's nothing so wrong, and what's right can't fix it, despite how blood and water mix. And when a pony runs out of tricks, then his work has just begun. The Lord, dude, it made me fight just a lonely impulse of delight. The balance in it brought to mind the years to come, the years behind. Or will I grow weary of the sun? Remember what I had done with old mythology. You gotta choose. You wanted the song to rescue us, but Amy, what did you mean for us? So we could get home. Well, Solomon sang Sheba's grace, and he kissed her soft and sunken face. One of us has to leave this place, would the other come along? We've been on the round and round, and shared our kisses by the pound, and chased our shadows on the ground. Spilled our cups at Chinatown, put up the moon, took down the sun. Played our songs for everyone, remembering we had done with old mythology. You gotta choose. You wanted the song to rescue us, but Amy, what did you leave for us? So we could get home. So we could get home.
It's the Barr Brothers live on open air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks,
this was
Eric.
A real pleasure.